listening to a Jeremy, Katie, and Josh podcast.
Well, it is time for a trending report, and we like to give you a bunch of local stuff going on. What you got, Katie?
A giraffe was born at the Denver Zoo.
Oh, my God. Isn't he the cutest thing ever? Such a cute animal.
Adorable. Like, the Denver Zoo posted something on Instagram. Friday morning is when Mom Bebe had her little baby 444 days after she found out that she was pregnant. So, very, very exciting news for the Denver Zoo. They haven't had a new baby giraffe since 2017 when Dobby was born.
We were so due for a new baby giraffe.
And this guy is adorable.
I want to go hug him. Are we allowed to go in there and hug him?
Not yet. No.
I want to hug him kiss him.
The giraffe enclosure is going to be closed for a little bit so mama and baby can get acclimated and whatnot. But there is a live stream where you can watch that little baby giraffe as much. It's on 24/7.
There goes the rest of the show.
Exactly. You can watch that baby all day long if you want.
I didn't know that.
They're looking for help in naming the little guy as well. So
Josh.
There are some. Josh. We're going with Josh.
Yep, Josh the giraffe.
They have three things for us to choose from already. One is DAG in honor of late giraffe researcher Dr. Ann Innes DAG. We also have Thorn. That's a favorite woody food source for giraffes. And Kujali, which means to care in giraffe.
Those are horrible.
I don't like any of those.
You guys didn't get my joke. It's actually in Swahili, but Kujali is meaning to care in Swahili. Healy. I said it was to carry.
You got us good, Katie.
Oh, you got us good. But there is
Kujali.
That live stream for the public that you can go check out that draft. I put that up in our Instagram stories at Jeremy, Katie,
he's
Josh
so
on Instagram.
Cute. One of the cutest looking animals. And he's just kind of laying there with his eyes half open.
His eyes.
He looks
are
like
so
a stone
big.
Frat boy.
He looks stoned. He's so cute.
Yeah, he's really cute.
Well,
Did we see the birth? Did we see the birth at all?
No. They didn't have.
Because I want to know how that goes down. If mom's still standing,
kept it private.
Or if mom's laying down. Shut up.
Yeah.
If mom's standing or laying down when it happens, do we know?
They're standing.
I think they are standing.
Just like horses, just like cows.
So it just
they
falls
stand.
On out,
it's
huh?
The gravity. Yep. That helps as
Plop.
Well.
Gravity
yeah.
Helps.
Let's name him Plop.
Let's name him Plop. Yes.
That's good.
But he is adorable. And again, you can go see pictures
really
and that live stream on our Instagram
and
page.
And he's like the perfect height
the
just
stories.
To go over and hug.
So
I know.
He can hug the neck. And
I kind of wish he would stay that height.
Yeah.
It's really cute.
Oh, my
Look
gosh.
At us.
Like a little pygmy
Look
giraffe.
At us getting
Was
all
I
excited.
The only one who researched, can you have a pet giraffe?
Yes.
You
yes.
can,
I
in
think
case
you
were.
Were
wondering.
Right after researching that horrible joke
so
you just
cute.
Told.
No, you just didn't get it. It was a great joke.
You're right.
You just didn't get
You're
it.
You're right.
Okay, so again, very good news for the Denver Zoo. That little baby giraffe, the Blue Moon Brewery and Restaurant in the Rhino Art District downtown is going to shut down.
What happened? Nobody getting the beer anymore?
They announced last week that, it plans to close its doors this month. And you are right, Jeremy, with that last statement, actually. Last year, over 40 breweries in Colorado either closed or left the state because we're seeing a decrease in the amount of beer people are drinking in this state.
That's a travesty.
It is kind of. But here's the thing. The newer generation, they're all about that sober living and dry January. And then they
and
keep it going
claws
into February.
And Trulies.
And that's it. The White Claws, the Trulies, and all the things that take them away from drinking beer. There's a huge, huge.
Well, that's unfortunate.
That. Yeah.
I feel like in Colorado, it kind of went like crazy with the breweries and then it like was like too many.
At some point, you're going to hit a saturation point where it's too many and you just don't know where to go.
I mean,
and then you find your favorites and you just stick with those.
Yeah. And there was local breweries, which is awesome. I love the local, but it's like when you open 40 on one block, it's not going to be able to.
Yeah, you can't sustain
that. You're not going to withstand that. It's unfortunate.
I like the one by my house, Coal Mine Avenue Brewery, and I could just zip there and zip back in about 4 minutes.
You've spoken very highly of that
fantastic.
One.
Fantastic.
Yeah, you have. And that, I mean,
they get
kind
food
of,
trucks out there.
This story kind of goes with those same lines of thinking, though, is that people like their breweries, and it's hard for new ones to really catch some steam or get some, positive stuff moving forward. Just because there are so many.
I mean, that's
you
iconic,
think,
right?
You
that's
would
a
think
Coors brand.
They, especially downtown right there by Coors Field and right now, you think they'd have no problem.
I just
only
feel
downside.
Like you can get a six-pack for...
You can. Yeah. And the only downside there with the Blue Moon is they put bar fruit in it. They put the slice of orange in there, and they're like, whoa, ease up on the bar fruit.
Yeah. You don't know how long it's been
sitting alcohol
there.
Oh, everybody's the touched alcohol it. Kills all the stuff.
Not if it's just sitting there on the rim. It's not touching anything. Bar fruit is gross.
Yeah, I know. That sucks.
Well, moving on to this story out of Commerce City. A woman was pulled over the weekend for some road rage incidents, right?
Ruh-roh.
But the reason she got pulled over is because she pulled a gun on another driver while she had 7 children in her vehicle.
I'm on her side.
That's why she did it, right?
7 kids in the car, I'd be pissed too.
These kids won't shut up.
You're hitting a breaking point at some point if you have 7 children in your car. I'm on her side.
No, these kids were all under 10 years old. That's okay.
Did she have 2 guns?
She
had a bazooka.
She is facing charges of felony menacing and child abuse right now. These are serious charges.
All joking aside, don't do that. Don't do that.
You can show your gun. It is illegal to point it at somebody. You cannot point it. You can show it. You can't point it. It becomes a felony and a charge when you point it at somebody.
Okay. Yep. That's good to know. Mm-hmm. Or just keep it cool while you're
just
out
get yourself a slingshot, lady.
Yeah.
Go Bart Simpson them, right? Okay.
Why did she have so many kids in the car?
They did not explain that part.
God.
Yeah, they should have went into further detail there because we probably would have gotten to
the
bottom of that story.
So many kids.
That's a lot.
So many spilled Cheerios and boogers on the seats.
Oh, the back of the car is disgusting.
Check the Carfax.
We have Von Miller being released from Buffalo. This is kind of sad.
I'm excited.
Is he not good anymore?
When he went to Buffalo back in 2022, he led the Bills with 8 sacks through his first 12 games. And then he tore his ACL. And
it's the second time he did it, too.
Exactly, and that was in week 11, and
really
has never fully recovered since then. So he had every intention of going back to Buffalo this next season, and he thought that they wanted him back, too, but it's all about money. They wanted more money in the cap space.
They signed him for a huge deal, and everyone was kind of shocked because he was like 34 when he signed that, and there was like a 7-year deal, and they're like, dude, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
And so, it's a huge cap hit and of guaranteed money. And so if you do that before the March, there's some deadline in March or April that it's guaranteed.
So they have to cut
him before that.
It
might be today.
Yeah.
It might be today.
So it's probably going to happen, you're thinking.
They did cut him? Yeah, they cut him over the weekend.
So will Broncos sign him
to
retire here?
That's the big news.
That's what we're hoping.
Because he loves Broncos.
He does. He loves Denver.
Yeah.
Yeah, all he talks about is Denver. Yeah. Even last year during the Bills press conferences. And it's one of those things. It's been nostalgic this entire weekend. Eric Johnson just came back to the Colorado Avalanche after he was the longest tenured Colorado player in all major sports for a long time.
You're the longest Colorado player.
Well, anyway, it's nostalgia factor.
And
it's true.
It would be cool if...
I've seen him in action.
Oh, my goodness. It would be cool if the Denver Broncos also brought Von Miller back for like a year deal, like you said.
Is he able to play?
He's fine.
Well, then sign him for a year. Let's have some fun.
It doesn't hurt.
Let's have the Von Monster back on the squad.
Why, it wouldn't hurt anything, right?
The Monster,
I would love
Let
it.
Let him finish his career here. Mm-hmm. That'd be pretty cool.
That would be really, really neat.
He's one I know. He's a player I know.
Are hoping that's the case, so we'll have to see. But
how much do you think they'd pay him for 1 year?
It'd be a vet minimum, probably. You could give him for, I don't know,
but
1 year, $8 million.
Much less than the Bills were looking at.
$8 million for 1 year?
Yes.
Dude, the vet minimum, I think, is 1.2, but you give Von more.
Absolutely. So here's hoping, fingers crossed, Von's back on the squad.
Jeremy, isn't that your deal? 1 year, $8 million?
It was more, actually.
You wish.
It was 2 years.
All right, this story's really funny, and I wanted to close it out with this man in Alamosa. He is now behind bars after he, one, barricaded himself in a Burger King bathroom, then crawled into the ceiling and caused about $50,000 worth of damages.
What?
And then bit an officer while he was being put into the control.
Did he also have 7 children in the car?
I know, right?
No biting.
Get
no
away
biting.
From him. He just heard he could have it his way at Burger King. No, I'm just kidding. But he did
More
face
jokes.
A lot of charges. And they're not working this morning. Not even a
You shouldn't have
from
even
you guys.
Attempted that one.
Oh, my gosh.
Just let that go, Katie.
Fine. We won't do that next time. But
where was this at?
This is in Alamosa.
Oh, okay.
So he's definitely facing some charges now after causing a ruckus
a
at the local Burger King.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
I just thought it was funny. He barricaded himself in the bathroom. And they, tried to get him out. They were like pounding on the door for a half hour, and that's when he's like, nope, never mind, and he went up into the ceiling.
How weird.
Oh, my gosh.
What a weird story.
Yeah, so he's...
What about, you got the Morrison fries. Story,
Looking
too, about the hotel.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so Morrison, they have they had their first show over the weekend, but they're also looking at a new hotel.
At Red Rocks.
It going into the actual town. Now, they haven't had a commercial project in Morrison for 60 years. So you can imagine the locals there are like...
I could see that. That town has not changed one bit.
And they want to keep it that way, but everyone who goes to Red Rocks is like, we need a place to stay.
We're
when we
drunk
go to
and
concerts.
Stoned.
Yeah, we need a place to stay.
Zip down C-470 in either direction, and you've got a hotel within minutes. There's
within
one
minutes,
sitting there at Bowl.
Zip down. Have you ever tried to leave a Red Rocks
exactly.
concert?
Exactly. Like, people are talking about having a hotel in the town. And so the Red Hotel. No, it's happening. They're making a hotel.
Katie, Jared, it's happening.
It doesn't matter what you think. It's going to happen. It's going to be 3 stories high and have 22 rooms in it. But
that's
the
it?
Red Hotel.
Yeah,
that's
what?
What I
Wait,
thought.
22?
What's the point?
Yes. So they're doing it
like
for
Holiday
just,
Inn needs to swoop in and build a 100-room
first
place.
22 first 200
room. This is where they could agree because the town locals were like, we don't want a Holiday Inn that's going to cause even more parking issues. Yeah. We want a small hotel. If you're going to make us have a hotel, it better be a small one that can still accommodate all the issues we have with parking whenever a show comes to town. So that was kind of the locals' push was like, it's already hard to get around when
so
there's
where
a
are they
show
building
at Red
it?
Rocks.
Right in the town?
Yeah, it's going to be right in the town.
Well, that's dumb.
Bear Creek Avenue, it's the town's main street.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, Main Street sucks.
Yeah,
you got to go 10 miles an hour through there.
Right there, and it's
going to
be good for new business. But again, the big issue is the parking and making something new in Morrison, which hasn't been done in 6 decades.
I don't know if I like that, actually.
We'll see how
this
happens.
I'm kind of pissed.
Yeah? You're a little mad about
like
this
you could go in back in some of those back roads, like over by the fort or something. There's land, isn't there? Like back in there? Yeah, there is.
Again,
put a giant hotel back there.
I think it's also the easy accessibility after you're going to a show. You don't want to have to drive all those back roads after you just saw a show at Red Rocks, like
Why,
go downtown Morrison.
Drunk?
Yeah,
maybe.
So you're already swerving.
Maybe.
What are you doing at these shows, Katie?
Not me. Not me.
Not me.
Yeah,
I go for the stairs.
It's exercise.